You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Steelers Today. I'm Eddie Provident. With me is Dale Lawley. Dale, we got to see the coordinators talk today, and Cam Hayward spoke, Melvin Ingram spoke. Before we get into anything that the coordinators said, I want to talk a little bit about Cam Hayward and what he had to say about himself, because while I probably don't agree with him that he's the best defensive lineman in football, I think that guy is in L.A., Cam Hayward had a heck of a game on Sunday, and I do think that he's a top three, maybe top five defensive lineman in the NFL, and the way he played Sunday, he proved it.
Yeah, and everybody's going to say, yeah, I'm the best.
I mean, nobody's supposed to say,
nobody's
right.
going to come out and say, yeah, I'm the 12th best guy in the league. That's not what you think.
No, you want that confidence in a guy.
You have to have that athletic arrogance. Is what I like
to
call it.
That's a good term, man.
Like
athletic arrogance.
Athletic arrogance.
I'm stealing that. That's
okay.
Good.
All right. I didn't come up with it.
That's good, though, man.
Somebody mentioned that about Minka Fitzpatrick. It might have been Mike Tomlin. Called and said that Minka Fitzpatrick has athletic arrogance. But the belief that you can do anything in your given sport.
Right.
You have that arrogance that, yeah, I got that. You know, so, yeah, you're going to say you're the best. You're going to say that. You know, that's what you're working to achieve on a weekly basis, to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think, you know, we saw Cam Hayward have a very strong game against the Bills last Sunday. Was it his best game? I don't know. I've seen every one of his games that he's played in his career. I don't know if I could single one particular game.
Right.
To me, it was just, as Tyson Alualu said yesterday, it was just Cam.
Just Cam being Cam.
Another
yeah.
game, yeah.
And, I mean, Tomlin, and his, was it Tuesday was when Tomlin spoke about Cam. And, you know, Cam, I do think, you know, DK talked about this in his daily shots. I do think he is a little underappreciated in Pittsburgh because he's not the flashy guy.
I don't know if he's underappreciated in Pittsburgh as much as it is around the league.
Okay.
I think everybody here,
yeah.
it's the old Aaron Smith argument.
Everybody in Pittsburgh talked about how
Aaron Smith was so underrated.
Yeah.
You know, and okay, maybe he was. But you talk about it to the point where he's not underrated in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Same thing with Cam Hayward.
Yeah, but it's just the leadership that he brings, the work ethic that he brings. It's the total package with Cam Hayward. And, you know, I think sometimes that does that total package. We see what they do on the field, but most people don't get to see the things that you see about him. The extra time that he puts in on the field, the extra time he puts in the film room, the extra work he puts in the weight room. That's what makes Cam Hayward the type of player that Cam Hayward is.
Without a doubt. And he's worked hard at it. He never takes a day off. Keith Butler was asked about that today. Why doesn't Cam, being a veteran guy, ever get the veteran's day off that some of the other guys get? He says, well, Cam always wants to be out there because, you know, he's a team leader. He's the union rep. He's there.
Right.
You know, he wants to be great. You know, he doesn't want the young guys to see him taking a day off. And so, you know, that's why he doesn't do it. You know, people may say, well, why is Ben Roethlisberger do it then? it's a different situation. They're trying to rest his arm.
Right.
Your quarterback can't take the day off. You can't just go out there and, you know, I'm just going to practice handoffs today. If you're going to play quarterback, you have to throw the football. And if they don't want him throwing the football, then, you know, you can't practice.
You know, it's funny, we, you know, the kind of steal from baseball, we talk about pitch counts in baseball all the time, but somehow that gets lost. Like, they're throwing a ball, you know, they're doing that
thousands
of times. But we kind of just think that a quarterback, their arm never gets tired. They just do it and do it and do it.
You know, it's something that you do have to be cognizant about with older quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, it's a proven fact. If you look at some of the older quarterbacks in the league, when they start getting into December, you know, the accuracy goes down a little bit. That's why the Steelers are so intent on helping Roethlisberger out with their running game or taking some stuff off of his plate, so maybe that arm is more fresh, you know, in when you get into those later months in the year. You know, Ben Roethlisberger talked about it himself, the fact that, you know, he felt some arm fatigue late in the year last season. Spent the entire, you know, preseason, everything leading up to the season, rehabbing that arm, throwing footballs every day. Yeah, that's going to have an effect on you. That's why I think, you know, if you look at it, when Tampa Bay had its bye last year, I think it was in week 14. If you look at Tom Brady's November, he wasn't very good. He was missing a lot of passes. I think at one point he was like 0 for 27 on passes, 20 or more yards down the field. He comes back from a bye week, and it's like, he's reinvigorated. He dragged out of the front knee.
Yeah,
just that week off helped
him. To go back to the defensive side of
the
ball, because you wrote an article on Minkah today, and Keith Butler had a lot to say about Minkah, and just high praise, really high praise in Steeler country.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was asked if some of the things that they're doing with Minkah Fitzpatrick is Troy Polamalu like, and he's, you know, he didn't discount it. You know, now, they're not going to have Minkah running all over the formation and starting over here and ending up on the other side or things of that nature that you saw Polamalu do. But they realize that, you know, he's their best playmaker on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
So when the quarterback walks up to the line of scrimmage, he's looking to see where Minkah Fitzpatrick's at. Well, if Minkah Fitzpatrick's in the slot, or if he's in deep safety, or he starts at deep safety and ends up in the slot, things of that nature, it matters. It can confuse a quarterback. And if you could get them to hold the football an extra half second while they're trying to identify where he's at, that leads to sacks.
Yeah, and you know, I like the way he plays so much, and I like the fact that we've had a couple other defensive backs this past week step up that kind of allowed Minkah to get to his game. You know, we saw Trey Norwood in the slot a little. We saw what Cam, we've talked about what Cam Sutton did. All of that frees Minkah up to be Minkah. And, you know, we talked about that in training camp, that that's what they need. And this is that front seven and these other defensive backs are freeing him up to be the playmaker that you said he is.
Yeah, and you know, I talked about that secondary ad nauseum. I wrote about it a lot, was asked, you know, is this a weakness? Do they need to get, you know, better in the secondary? I'm like, just wait. I think the secondary is going to be pretty good. You know, it's one game, but it looked pretty good against the Bills.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have today on Thursday from the South Side. For Dale Lawley, for DK Pittsburgh Sports, don't forget to check out try.betql.co/DKPS. All that information is in the description of this video. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.